USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic National Convention, which was originally planned as a traditional convention event in the city of Milwaukee this year, got underway last night as a virtual convention. And when it did, not far away, in Wisconsin, President Trump made a campaign stop where he said,
"This is the most dangerous election we've ever had, the most dangerous, because I don't think we can ever bring it back if they get in. I don't think there's anything called a comeback."
At the convention, former First Lady Michelle Obama delivered remarks in which she said President Trump is simply not cut out to be commander-in-chief.
"You simply cannot fake your way through this job."
SpaceX set for a milestone launch in a few hours as the company will conduct its 100th launch when it sends another 60 Starlink satellites into space from Cape Canaveral. It's expected to launch at about 10:30 Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A funeral for Robert Trump, the president's younger brother, who passed away on Saturday, is going to be on Friday. President Trump making the announcement yesterday, saying there would probably also be a small service at the White House this Friday. Robert Trump died at 71, reportedly of brain bleeds after a recent fall. Democratic lawmakers continue to demand that the Trump administration address problems with the U.S. mail, criticizing Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, calling it unacceptable that changes he's made have slowed down mail deliveries. At a big rally in Baltimore yesterday, Democratic Congressman Kwesi Mfume called on DeJoy to step down ahead of next week's testimony before the House Oversight Committee.
"Ride off into the sunset and restore the decency and the fabric of the United States Postal System."
House Democrats are planning a special session this Saturday to discuss those Postal Service issues. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The last body trapped underneath debris from the Hard Rock Hotel collapse in New Orleans finally recovered. Yesterday, a spokesperson for the city confirmed that the body of Jose Ponceriola was removed from the site after 10 months. In a statement, the 1031 Canal Development Company expressed its deepest sympathies to the families. They say they will now shift to demolition of the upper floors and then the lower level, and then they'll remove all of the debris from that site. Former House Speaker John Boehner says he would rather set himself on fire than play any role in the 2020 election. That's according to a spokesperson for the Ohio Republican, addressing rumors that Boehner was preparing to endorse Democrat Joe Biden for the White House. The rumors started after former Ohio Governor John Kasich hinted that a former GOP lawmaker was preparing to back Biden. Boehner left Congress in 2015. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston will be together on screen for the first time in nearly two decades, joining the previously announced table read of the classic movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
"My brother's gonna kill us."
"Relax. All right? My old man is a television repairman. Ultimate set of tools. I can fix it."
That table reading for the two will be on Facebook Live on Thursday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.